August begins with a wonderful 1, 2, 3 ready, set, go code. Of course, it's the first, and then August is a 20 universal month, which reduces to 2, and the whole date adds up to 21, which is a 3. So that sets up the 1, 2, 3 code of new beginnings and joy and creativity, play, innovation, self-expression. So you feel a lot of forward momentum on this first day of August. And as it happens, Mercury stationed direct yesterday, July 31st. So this is the perfect day to move ahead. And, you know, Mercury is still a little bit slow changing directions, but it's a perfect code to really make you feel like, okay, life is having a forward momentum quality again, where I feel like there's movement. So you will have fresh, creative, new ideas today. You'll be more determined. You'll be more focused on the success that you want to create. And the whole date adds up to 21, which is the number of truth and creativity and happiness and fun. And it activates the number for our 21st century. So that means you may download an insight that sets you free to explore what you're here to do and to explore how you are here to create your own life. So it's a very powerful forward momentum day in terms of that imagination and envisioning process. Social connections can bring a new energy surge as well on this Thursday. You want to act on what you see in your imagination and know that the optimism factor really accentuates today. So you want to put those positive ideas into action. It's a really wonderful day to begin a new creative project. Now in the heavens, the moon conjuncts both Mars and trines Jupiter, which makes it very active. So you're going to feel more impulsive and driven with Mars being conjunct the moon. Your goals become super conscious now. You have an emotional drive that gives you the focus to direct your energy, and you feel free to act on your instincts, which is a very Mars-like thing. Now, trine Jupiter means that you feel free and happy to share your heart with others, and the generosity and gratitude really spills over everything that you do, and you feel like you have advantages and that there are gifts coming your way. You feel recognized at soul level. And Jupiter also is about wisdom. So there's this harmony that is infused with wisdom and happiness and expansion, which also makes it a really good day for negotiations because everybody will feel this energy. So be sure to share your feelings with people who love you and feel the magnetism that boosts your career and makes you feel like you can advance in your career sector. Now, August 2nd, Friday, is a beautiful date night because the number 2 is about 2 people. So if you go on a romantic date, it's beautiful for that. This is a very serene code today, very grounding compared to yesterday. There is balance, there is trusting in the process and patience, taking things one step at a time, relaxing and then getting productive as a result of getting some rest. And with all the 2s in play, because it's the 2nd of August and a 22 universal date, there's a lot of relationship energy. And that means you need to communicate your feelings, your ideas, your thoughts, and that will create a rebalancing and a harmonization process. So the other thing about the number 22 is it reduces to 4, and that is the manifestation number. So you can really assure a wonderful actualization process when you listen closely and you follow your intuition. Now, 22 is also the architect of peace number, which is why this day is so infused with an additional dose of a lot of really serene, caring, peaceful, quiet, calming energy that just facilitates ease and also brings inner security. Now, in the heavens, we have Venus square to Uranus, which is a very different energy. Uranus rules Aquarius, so it is definitely about breakthroughs in the future and thinking outside the box. But right now, Uranus is in Taurus for several years, and that calms down the energy with Uranus a little bit. It makes it more peaceful and grounding. So now Venus is in Leo, squaring Uranus in Aquarius, the ruler of Aquarius, and Uranus is in Taurus. And all these three signs are fixed signs. And so this is very dynamic energy, and it is energy that is not easily swayed. So if you make any kinds of changes, or if you experience an urge to shift, it will be hard to change your mind. And that goes for others as well. This is really highly creative forward momentum energy, and it taps into your inner genius, which wants to be expressed in new, remarkable ways. Because you crave freedom, you crave excitement, and that also goes for in your relationships, because Venus governs that as well. Venus also governs your financial flow, so there may be a new way of needing to look at things, right? So guard against drama. Instead, use this energy, this creative, ingenious energy to focus and channel new ideas into a creative project, and be open to experimentation. Be spontaneous. Definitely don't resist the change of this transit. Now, on August 3rd, you have a very dynamic forward momentum code here again. Now, this is all about movement. It's not necessarily about new beginnings, but it's about how to utilize your creative and experimental and decision-making process. So what we have here is the third, creativity, self-expression, merged with the number 23, which is the Royal Star of the Lion number, and activates your confidence. So you can imagine and create and envision with a lot more courage today. You're going to be fearless with how you express yourself, fearless with what you think and how you convey those messages, and you can do so in a variety of ways. You're going to be fearless in what you explore, and you're going to basically tune into both your inner artist, your creativity, and your inner adventurer at the same time. This 3 and 5 code governs connections. So we have a lot of potential now to engage and communicate with, you know, one-on-one, but also with groups in a social setting and having fun with that. And so you want to be open and flexible with what surprising shifts may come your way, and definitely be open to the day changing, the plans changing, right? Embrace those risks and changes and explore everything from all angles. In the heavens, we have the moon opposite Neptune, where the moon is in Virgo and Neptune is in Pisces. So the head rules the heart, and you approach life from a practical perspective. And this opposition to Neptune in its own sign of Pisces means that you need harmony between your natural inclination to be practical and your intuitive heart-centered space of divine knowing, where you don't need the research, because Virgos love to do the research, right? But this is bringing into balance both, where the intuition counts as well. So you want to trust, you want to be methodical, you want to merge both together, the trust and the practicality. And basically, being simple is the key, as is tidiness to hold your space harmoniously. Your psychic awareness increases today as well, which is lovely. And you definitely want to pay attention to your dreams. So the energy today is very delicate as well. Mystical and spiritual awakenings are easily accessed today. Then on Sunday, the 4th of August, we have a beautiful code of caring and love and grounding and security. So this is a focus on home and family for sure. And because it's a Sunday, it's a beautiful time to just focus on your home and your loved ones. So nourishing the home where your soul lives is also important. That means your physical body. So attending to your health, finding that time for self-nurturing, self-care, that quiet time. And today's code enhances discipline, stability, harmony, compassion, responsibility, and it brings everything into order. Others are going to count on you to hold space for them in some capacity, so be sure to spend quality time with your loved ones because they will need you more today. They will need the love and the compassion and the nurturing. Now, if you work on something today, I know it's a Sunday, but it will yield abundance down the road because numbers 4 and 6 combine to secure financial flow. So love, abundance, and time with family and being at home and beautifying your home or fixing up your home, these are big priorities. Now in the stars, we have the moon opposite Chiron, and that brings healing through love, which is also very connected to the number 6, which is the universal month number today, the 24-6. So the heavens are speaking the same language as the numerology code. And so it's a great time to be nurturing in terms of therapy, any kind of therapy, if you feel the call to do so, or doing massage. It's a wonderful way to just pay attention to any unresolved issues, whether they are physical, mental, spiritual, emotional. And don't be too hard on yourself. Chiron really is very loving and comes in and heals any residual stress, right? So engage in loving conversations, whether they are internal conversations or with others, because your inner spirituality is awakening and that's going to require your full attention at this time. Now, on Monday, the 5th of August, we have a very strong mind code because the number 5 is merged with the number 16, which reduces to 7. And 5 and 7 are in the mind triad in numerology. So there's something on your mind that you need to take a risk on and explore. And that in itself awakens your intuition, which the number 7 governs as well. The number 7 is very connected to diving into research, reading, listening, and intuiting, getting those downloads. So you need quiet time for that. You need to go outside and communicate with nature, and you need to communicate your unique ideas today because they're going to be heard with the number 5. The 5 is very intrepid, very innovative, fearless. So it brings surprises and a possible change in direction. What you may do today is overanalyze or get, you know, into the mind too much. So you want to take a breath and just know that this is all about freedom, tuning in for answers, and feeling liberated as a result. So it's a great time to explore new books, intense research, just be open-minded and flexible, and like I said, get out in nature. Now the moon is in conjunct, which is 150 degrees, Saturn and Pluto. So that means you're taking your feelings seriously today. You are responsible for your well-being by stepping up and taking the lead. That's what Pluto wants. And emotional commitment to your goals is very important today in order not to get sidetracked by lack of direction or lack of confidence. So the empowerment, the internal empowerment, will come naturally when you're passionately engaged. So tap into the excitement and drive that is generated by diving deep into your emotions. That's what Pluto wants you to do. So this is a really big call to act and manifest your projects. Act on and actualize. Your responsibilities will deepen today, so be patient and be very thorough. And leadership is awakened at a heart and soul level. So that means you will need to purge fears of visibility and make the quest for success real today. If you do that, if you keep purging, letting go of your fear, especially of visibility, then your successful outcomes will come very easily. On August 6th, we have a 6 and 26 8 code, so the numbers 6 and 8, and this is a huge abundance code. You are in total alignment with your big vision today. Your inner authority expresses great compassion, especially when you engage creatively with a project that allows you to feel like you're really here for a reason. You are a creator after all. So that gives you the confidence to step up and take the lead, both lovingly and firmly, and which of course yields wonderful results. So abundance is greatly enhanced with the number 6 and 8, and you want to engage with what you truly love to do, feel deeply passionate about, and that will secure the successful outcomes that in this case are going to leave a lasting impact. So you can manifest, implement, and get tremendous amount accomplished. In the heavens, the moon enters Scorpio today, and that means it's a great day for deep emotional aha moments, getting to the truth, purging feelings for deep healing, having greater power of assertion, and just feeling that sense of inner confidence grow. The more you look at the truth, the more confident you feel. You're also a lot more sensitive emotionally. Scorpio is a water sign. It's very psychic. So your intuition is heightened. Your psychic perception is magnified. And you also may be deeply moved by something today. On Wednesday, the 7th of August, we have a code of unconditional love and compassion that will very much enlighten and enhance wisdom for you. So you get a deeper understanding of those deeper aspects in life. Those will be revealed to you. So put your heart into any research that you feel compelled to do. And get extra rest today as well. This is definitely, I know it's a Wednesday, but you need to release and purge what's no longer supporting you vibrationally. And in order to do that, you need to get some downtime. So a great way to do this, anytime the number 7 is active, I suggest you spend some time in nature or go to a silent place and listen to your heart, right? So you're really sensitive. You're very intuitive. Listen to that exquisite answer and question to and fro, those messages that come to you from spirit. And that will awaken your desire for leadership, for spiritual leadership, leadership that comes from the soul. So be that wise, compassionate, inspiring leader today. In the heavens, we have a beautiful, beautiful transit, probably the most fortunate there is, and that's the sun, our light, trine to Jupiter, the planet of joy and expansion. So you feel really, really good, like nothing can stop you from being happy. And it definitely heightens your spirits. It brings warmth and a friendly atmosphere, many blessings to you on this Sunday. And the enthusiasm and confidence to attract fortunate outcomes. You really want to take advantage of opportunities that come your way today. This is a very positive wave of energy. So that surge, you want to ride that wave today, right? Spiritual growth is favored with Jupiter as well. And so is personal and financial growth. So financial gains can increase your net worth, while personal growth will expand your self-worth. And your outlook on life is just super optimistic, very broad-minded, very just, connected to justice, and supremely gracious as well. Gratitude and joy infuse your day.